there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined the Bible Clubbers today. We hope that you'll have your Bible ready. Maybe you'll have time to even call a neighbor or a friend to come listen with you, and that you'll have a good time with us on the broadcast today. We want you to know Jesus as your Savior. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Choir, for that good song of testimony. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who saves us, and it's He who must do the work through us if we're to accomplish anything at all for Him, isn't it? But sometimes some boys and girls get to thinking that they can do everything and think they can do it better than anybody else. And worse than that, they work their mouth overtime and tell everyone else how good they are. "I'm the fastest runner in my class," or "my dress is prettier than yours," or "I can beat you at checkers, I'm the champ," or whatever kind of bragging other boys and girls do. Have you ever been around a person who bragged a lot? Do you enjoy being around that kind of person? Are you ever that way? Let's read Proverbs 27:1-2. "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips." Jesus doesn't want us to be braggers, and we have to remember, any time we're bragging on ourselves, we're not glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ. We're lifting up self and magnifying self instead of Him. And it is not us that can accomplish anything. It's only as we depend upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." So let's exalt Jesus this week, not ourselves. And now, here's the trio to sing.
Sing through the today?
Sunday.
I knew it. Sunday always comes around faster than any other day, and we can't play or go fishing or...
I don't think you'd want to go fishing today. It's snowing outside.
Yes, it's really snowing hard and has been all night.
Daddy says we won't even be able to get out to go to Sunday school. But Grandma said that after breakfast, she would have Sunday school time for us if we wanted to.
Oh, good.
The children dressed and ate breakfast and soon gathered in front of the fireplace by Grandma's chair. Are you ready, children?
Oh, yes, Grandma.
Then open your Bibles to the 20th chapter of Exodus. No, first, can any of you repeat the fourth commandment?
I can. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Yes, that's the first part. But who can say the whole commandment?
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Grandma, I followed her in the Bible. She got the whole thing right.
That's good.
But Grandma, I don't see what our keeping Sunday has to do with the Sabbath and God creating the world.
You know, Sammy, we humans are apt to forget God because we cannot see Him. It's been that way ever since man sinned and turned to his own way. People have made gods of the sun and moon and rivers, even images of wood and stone, things they could see. God saw this temptation to forget Him, so He set apart the Sabbath day for His creatures to remember Him. Just as we celebrate the 4th of July to remember how our forefathers fought to give us a free nation, we keep the Lord's Day to remember and worship God.
Yes, I see.
And I think boys and girls who don't like Sunday are, in a way, wishing for a way of life where we would worship perhaps a river, as the Hindus do the Ganges, plus all the dreadful things that go along with idolatry.
That would be awful!
And we would throw our father into the river when he got old.
And Aunt Vicky's little baby would be thrown to the crocodiles.
Oh, there aren't any crocodiles in this country.
Well, I guess they would throw the baby to something. They always do when they worship heathen gods, don't they, Grandma?
Yes, people do terrible things where they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and the God of the Bible. It was to keep us reminded of Himself and His wonderful works that God commanded the Sabbath to be kept.
But the Sabbath was Saturday. We keep Sunday. What?
Ray, when did our Lord rise from the dead?
On the first day of the week.
Yes, and so the day we Christians are to keep was changed from Saturday to Sunday, from the seventh to the first day of the week, to remember His resurrection, as well as to give rest to these mortal bodies we live in. It's a day set apart to bring our worship and offerings to Him. It's a day to do His work and pleasure, not our own.
Yes, I guess I just didn't understand all that.
Well, I'll tell you a story about two cattlemen in the early days when they had to drive cattle many miles to market. The two men and their crews started out on the same day cross-country with their herds. It took many days for such a drive, and when Sunday came, Mr. Brown stopped his cattle drive to honor the Lord's Day and to let his herd and men rest. Mr. Day thought that was a mighty foolish waste of time, and so he kept his herd moving. He wanted to get to market so he could sell his cattle at a good price. But when Mr. Brown arrived at market several days later, he found he still got there before Mr. Day, because Day's cattle were too tired to travel quickly, and when they did get there, they'd lost weight and looked terrible. Day didn't get a good price for them at all.
I guess he learned his lesson.
I don't know about him, But I hope we will all remember to put the Lord first in all things and to serve Him in a special way on the Lord's Day.
I don't suppose I will ever have any cattle, but I think I will always remember about Mr. Day and his cows. I bet they looked as bad as the lean ones in Joseph's dream.
Speaking of lean, I shouldn't want you all to become lean and skinny. After we have prayer, why don't you go down to the kitchen and bring the hot chocolate your mother was making? Let's have some here by the fire. And it was a good day, even if the children were snowed in. And every day is a good day if we're God's children by faith in Christ Jesus, and if we're walking in the light of His Word. Bible Clubbers, let's serve the Lord with all our hearts, and especially remember His resurrection, and put Him and His business first on the Lord's Day. And now, God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.